Hello, thank you for contacting ARCH for housing assistance. To help determine the best program for you and your needs, I have a short assessment I would like to complete with you. Are you homeless and in need of housing assistance, or are you behind on your rent?
Housing assistance.
Okay. So you're homeless, so you need housing assistance.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm in trouble. I'm 56 years old. I'm alone. I have a little dog. He's a special needs dog. And I got myself in a really scary situation in the place I rented. It's not safe to be there.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name?
Yes. My first name is Andrea. My last name is Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You have some type of echo on you. I can barely understand you. Did you say your first name is Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your last name?
Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S.
G-I-B-B-S.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And what type
of
services
that
requested? Prevention, rehousing, or emergency shelter?
I guess emergency shelter, but I need an apartment or something. I'm on Social Security. I know I'm eligible to get it. I'm lost. I need your help. I don't know what to do.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what we do at this number is fill out an assessment for you, and you'll receive a follow-up call in the next few days. I can't answer any other questions.
Okay.
All right. What is your telephone number? Start with your area code.
228-239-7901.
And that's 228-239-7901.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an email address that you would like to provide?
No.
Okay.
Not that I check at all.
That's fine. And will you provide me with your Social Security number? You don't have to if you feel uncomfortable.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
301-58-2015. 301-58-2015.
Yes.
Are you a veteran or a military dependent?
No, ma'am.
What is your date of birth?
2/26/1966.
And that's February 26, 1966.
Yes, ma'am.
What is your gender?
Female.
What is your primary race? That's optional. You don't have to answer.
White. I'm white.
Okay. What is your zip code? That's optional also.
Well, I can give you a zip code of where I was at. But I'm not going back there. It's dangerous.
Yes, ma'am. You don't have to.
303.
It's optional. You don't have to provide it. What city do you live in?
Dothan.
Dothan. That's D-O-T-H-A-N?
Yes.
What county is that located in?
Houston County.
Houston County. Okay. The next question, what was your last permanent address or your current address, and you don't have to answer that either?
It's 777 Webb Road.
That's W-E-B-B?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's 777 Webb, W-E-B-B Road, R-O-A-D, and that's in Dothan.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was that zip code again?
36303.
Yes. Okay, and now the next question is asking, are you homeless? As defined by HUD, that's sleeping outdoors in a vehicle or a place not meant for human habitation.
Yes.
Okay. Next question, if you are homeless, approximately when did you become homeless? That's optional. You don't have to answer.
About a week ago.
Okay, so today is April the 11th, so April the 4th?
Yes.
Okay. Next question, what is your current or prior living situation? For example, are you staying or living with a family member, or are you renting an apartment? You say that you are homeless, you're outdoors.
I was renting a couple of rooms at these people's house.
Okay, so you was renting a room at someone's house.
Yes.
Okay, let me see if we have a button for that. Okay. Okay, we do. All right. Okay, now it states the next question. How many months were you homeless on the street, an emergency shelter, or a safe haven in the past 3 years? That question is optional. You don't have to answer that.
I haven't been. This is the first time in my life.
Yes, ma'am. What is your current housing status right now during this intake? Homeless, at intimate risk of losing housing, homeless youth, fleeing domestic violence, or stably housed?
Homeless.
Okay. Have you been laid off from work or lost employment?
I'm on Social Security. I'm disabled.
Okay. So that would be no. Have you applied for the Emergency Rental Assistance ERA program?
Yes, ma'am. Or I've called and left a message. Excuse me. I don't mean to cough in your ear.
Oh, you're fine. Okay. Now, do you know if
so
that
nice.
Was received
Thank
by
you
your
so
landlord? Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, no emergency. Oh, no, ma'am. No, not
okay.
Emergency rental assistance.
Yes, ma'am.
No, I paid my bills. That's not a problem. It's the people are crazy.
Yes, ma'am.
Guns everywhere. They're a motorcycle gang. It's insane. I'm 56 years old and I'm retired and I have a little dog and I'm scared of them.
I understand. Now the next question: did you receive an eviction notice during the time when there was an eviction moratorium in place?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you experienced a housing crisis as a result of COVID-19?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you the head of household or another member in your family?
I'm head of household.
Okay. How many adults are with you counting yourself?
Just me and my little dog.
Okay. So no children?
No.
Okay. If you are comfortable with answering, and because we want to provide you with as much help as possible, have you received your COVID vaccine? Now, you don't have to answer if you feel uncomfortable.
Yes, ma'am. I've had two.
Okay. Do you have a documented disability?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. What is your monthly income?
$1,056.
$1,056.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that information, ma'am. And your case has been submitted, and you will receive a follow-up call in the next few days. If you have any additional questions after the assessment, please call 334-273-0668 and select option 2. And our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling Alabama Rural Coalition. You have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.